1979 to 1981, a serial killer who came to be known as the Trailside Killer preyed on women, many hikers, in and around Mount Tamalpais in Marin County, California. David Carpenter branched out to Point Reyes and Santa Cruz, killing at least seven before he was caught and convicted. The case terrorized residents. But what was it like to be the child of the lead detective who went from heroic dragon slayer to a defeated shell of his former self as the murders continued? Joyce Maynard's new novel isn't exactly the true story of the real-life daughters of the late Marin County homicide detective Robert Godini. We're going to hear from them in a moment. But their story inspired hers. In Joyce Maynard's After Her, The Knack's My Sharona tops the Billboard charts. A serial killer is attacking women on the mountain. Rachel and Patty make their playground. They are the preteen daughters of the detective in charge of the case, confronting their own fears about boys and their changing bodies and the boogeyman in the headlines, all without their dad, who's at work. Maybe, Rachel thinks, she can help him. Joyce Maynard joins us in the studio to talk about After Her. Joyce, welcome back.
It's always good to talk with you.
Nice to speak with you. And we know Mount Tamalpais near your home on the West Coast.
Yes.
So you are familiar with its history, but tell us how this story came to you.
You know, I left New England 17 years ago and moved to the Bay Area and was drawn from the very beginning to this mountain, which is just north of San Francisco. And I was dimly aware of the fact that something very ominous and haunting had taken place there. But it wasn't until one of the writing workshops that I periodically host in my living room, looking out at the mountain where I start every day, looking out at that mountain, two women, sisters, very close sisters, in their 40s by this point, showed up to take the workshop and revealed to me that they were the daughters of the lead detective in that case. And it was so clear that over 30 years later, they were still haunted by how that case had affected their lives.
Yeah. So you take that thread, again, you're very clear that this is not their story, but very much inspired by it, and you weave one that really takes us into the lives of young girls. What struck you about that? Because that's a powerful part of the story as to what's going on the mountain.
You know, my themes and obsessions don't change. I play them out against different backdrops. But always I'm interested in families and secrets. And these were two girls of a divorced family. They were really left to their own devices. I speak of them, I think of them as kind of wolf girls. They were just out free on this mountain, but also feeling this hunger and longing for their very absent father, who starts showing up on television as the great hero protector of the women of the county. Only he is not able to protect the women of the county, as he cannot protect his daughters. And the older sister decides that she will help her father catch the killer.
Yeah. This is in your story.
In my story.
Your character
and
I
think the real daughters felt this, but in my novel, the older sister hatches a plot to trap the killer.
It's almost as if your character wants to answer every young girl's prayer that she's going to not let that father who was a hero, she's not going to let that moment happen where he's not the hero. She's
exactly
going to keep him the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that part comes very much, you know, from life, from my own life and from my knowledge of young girls, that it is a time of a certain magical thinking.
So, Joyce Maynard, I'm sure people who know your work can't help but think, you know, come to think of it, vulnerable women, vulnerable girls, it's much a part of your writing, and it's a part of your life. How much of this does relate back? You've already said it relates to your life, but how much does it relate back to that 18-year-old girl who was put on a bus in a polka dot dress? I will never forget that scene by your mother to go see J.D. Salinger, the author who had summoned you because you wrote an extraordinary front page Sunday New York Times magazine article about being 18.
Of course, it connects, and I don't mind saying. I mean, I think all of us are profoundly shaped by what happened in those young years when we, you know, we feel everything 10 times more strongly. So, yes, it's a theme of my work. Adults, decades later, still trying to unravel their own youthful experience. In the case of this story, the moment that I knew that this was a story I wanted to translate into a work of fiction came when Laura, the older sister, standing in my kitchen looking out at Mount Tamalpais, told me that in her early 40s she had written a letter to the Trailside Killer, still alive on death row in San Quentin, asking if she could come see him. Her father was long dead, she believed really destroyed in many ways by the toll that this case had taken on him. He never succeeded in getting a confession from the killer. And she did not receive resolution, but I wanted to explore what it is to be haunted by a painful event of adolescence and youth. And I know a fair bit about that, as do most of us, I think. Mine are just a little more public than some people's.
Yeah. Well, and what you leave us with is a fictionalized story of what it must have been like to be in a certain place at a certain time when this headline-grabbing story was going on.
I worked really hard to capture that summer of 1979, starting with the song My Sharona, which was kind of the theme song, and is and underlies the whole story. It's kind of pounding away.
I have to tell you, I haven't thought of the song My Sharona in a long time, and I'll never hear it the same way. What did you hear in the song?
I heard the combination. It's a song of sexual obsession and hunger. It's this driving beat that propels both the killer and the girl. It's playing on the radio all summer long. I must have played the song 500 times while I was writing the book. And there were two songs that I played a lot. One was My Sharona, and the other is a very, very tender, poignant Patty Griffin song about young girls. It's a song called Be Careful, actually. And really, at the core, it is that intersection of the fragility and vulnerability of a girl at that point and just exploring sexuality and just figuring out what it is to be a woman in the world at the very moment that these violent, brutal murders are taking place. And I'm not really fundamentally interested in violent, brutal murders. I am deeply interested in girls becoming women and how they make their way. This is really a novel about sisterhood also. And that was inspired by the real relationship of these two sisters who throughout their lives have been the person to count on.
That's Joyce Maynard. Her new book is After Her, a fictionalized account of the so-called Trailside Killings, the serial killings of 1979, just outside San Francisco. Joyce, thanks.
Pleasure.
And up next, the real-life daughters of Detective Robert Godini, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.